Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second, the left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting third, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hosler. Rivera moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Patek reaches second base with a double. Norwood throws the ball into Wolf, who tags Patek trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Otis reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Brett reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Porter moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Royals. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Royals. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Max Scherzer now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett is hit by the pitch. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carew trying to get to home. Hurdle throws the ball into Brett, who relays the ball to Porter, who tags Carew, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter scores. Cowens moves to third. White moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Otis reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. White scores. It's 7-2, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger juggles the ball. That's an error on Weiniger. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mingori now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rivera strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive towards third. Wolf catches it and throws to first to double up Porter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Potek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Ford moves to third. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. Cusick scores. It's 7-4, Royals. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Al Raboski now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Jose Morales pinch hits for Bob Randall. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. Smalley tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Royals. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-4 in the game. Norwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 7, Twins, 7. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-4 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 7. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Hoskin Powell now playing right field. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Potek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-5 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 7. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 5 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Carew moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ford is walked intentionally. Glenn Borgman pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 7. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Porter strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. White reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 8-7, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 5 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Childs pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.